Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Here we go again on a bumper edition of Glory Days.
A bumper edition because we are off on our holly jobs. Well, I can't say holly bops. It makes me fly into an angerous rage.
Yeah.
So I just call
Where
them.
Did that come from, by
I
the way?
I don't know. It's such
is
a horrible term.
Like, it feels like something that would have come from the Instagram generation.
It does, yeah. And millennials and all. Even though they're all the millennial lingo. It's gas how that's died out very fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Holly bops
was never a good thing.
No.
It always, I have to say now, it feels, I know, like, you know,
yeah.
I have nothing against anybody who might be a lady who quaffs Prosecco. I'm sure it's a very enjoyable thing to do.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
very lovely ladies.
Absolutely.
But it does feel like something that a Prosecco quaffing woman might say.
Getting off my holly bops. Off my holly bops there with Tony and the young ones. But I know what you mean. Yeah, it's just one of those things. But yeah, we're off. We're going. We're heading somewhere. Jim's off to... where's Jim going? He's going off the mountain for a while. Tala or something, I think. And... I'm heading off Portuguese land. Heading off the mountain. Yeah, yeah, Jim's
coming.
Been coming off the mountain for his holly bobs. You're heading off
the
continental as well.
Oh, yeah.
Jim is great, though, because Jim is like a... I love Jim's... Jim is always, in fairness, he loves the holidays that I love now, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, 2 weeks...
Because that's the beauty of you, in fairness. In relation to your holidays, you are old before your time. You liked kind of, you know, sedate.
I did.
Taking it easy, relaxing, absolutely.
Very much,
but
yeah.
But in a very much kind of, I don't like it too hot now.
Well, this
I
is
do
it.
Like the good weather, but I like to be under an umbrella.
I like to be in a daze, you know, not knowing what time. If a travel agent says, what are you looking for? I say, I want to feel like I've been kicked in the face for a week. Completely out of touch with reality. I want to feel like I'm in a bout of concussion. You know, out of touch, not sure what time it is, slightly dizzy, you know, unrelentingly,
not
caring what's happening around me.
You do like the sun and you take the sun well and everything.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
You kind of like being in the sun in almost exactly the same clothes that you'd have in Ireland, just maybe a pair of shorts.
That's essentially it.
Because you like the
idea.
In fact,
that's exactly what I'm doing.
You like to know that it is sunny outside.
Out there.
Even if you're in having a pint.
I do, yeah. I mean, I'm that guy, right? I'm the guy that stands in the pub in July, right? And I'm in the pub looking out the window going, what a fucking day. You'd be mad to miss that. Imagine not going out in a day like
that. Yeah, yeah.
There's people in their houses now, missing all this.
And then somebody shouts at you, we've a beer garden. Ah, fuck off, would you? Jesus.
I'm not going out there on my own, am I? Get born to shit. Gorgeous. Yeah. What a day.
You should be pointy, be warm and everything.
Yeah, what an absolute
what sort of a
beer. The flies and all be dead in your pint. You go out in the garden. Why don't you go out in the beer garden? No one wants to talk to you anyway. Fuck ass. This is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm now embracing that because, you see, I tried to go against nature. I literally tried to go against the laws of nature, right? And I used to, for years, I was doing the lie by the pool holiday.
I love that.
And the fact of the matter is that's a magnificent holiday.
Brilliant.
It's a magnificent holiday.
Yeah.
You go somewhere. It's my idea of heaven.
You lie down.
You read books, listen to music, doing absolutely nothing else. You have a beer by the pool. You eat by the, you know, it's everything. The problem is, I am the pastiest see-through Irishman.
Yeah, Jim is like, you can see, when Jim goes to the cardiologist, he goes, do I need a scan? He goes, no, I can see your heart from here. Just open your shirt. I can see it. Look, there it is. Yeah,
it's literally, it's kind of frightening. I look like I've just, you know, I've been locked up in a cell for a number of years.
Yeah, and it's like, they'd be there going, oh my God, we've never had someone in the sunshine with rickets before. It's unbelievable. And what I love about Jim this time around is as well, Jim has done this for years. You know, find a lovely hotel, resort, sit down by the pool, read your book, have your beer, worry about nothing but your next meals, all that. This time Jim goes, I'm going to do something different, you know. More of an adventure. So instead of doing that in the resort, he's doing it in a city. Exact same thing, but in a city. Where you can walk around outside the hotel for a little bit. As well.
Because I literally said to
DJ...
I'll tell you, I'm
pushing the boat out here. You never know what go on.
Because I literally said to DJ, right? Because like this year instead, you know, I want to be able to kind of like, you know, go somewhere and just, you know, kind of like have lunch That was it.
Yeah, adventure. Walk into a place.
What do you mean? Have you know? Like you know, instead of just slime at a pool or whatever, you know, maybe like go out somewhere and sit down and you know and have lunch.
Do mad shit like get a sandwich somewhere else. You know, mad shit like.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do. Yeah,
it's a big deal for me. It's a big move for me.
It's a big move. Yeah.
Now I have made sure that there is a pool on the top of the hotel just in case. But I'm just saying
you don't like the sandwich shop across the road. So you can say.
It's to be honest with you, as ridiculous as that sounds, it's absolutely true.
It's absolutely true.
And the other thing about it, you know the way people we used to slag them off all the time, right?
Yeah.
The people who they'd go on a sun holiday. And then they'd have to do the kind of, oh, we did the day over to the thing there.
Ah.
And they were collected at 7:30 in the morning and they went off.
It's only brilliant. And we met this couple called the, you know.
And so we always slag them off, right? Mm. So my version of that now is, to embrace it, is I'm going to go to a place where I can go and see something.
Yeah.
But I can walk
back.
But
you can walk away from it. Like if you're, I know what you mean. Not a coach or anything.
No.
Or even a cycle.
I just, like, if somebody say, if you go down there, there's a mad cathedral down there.
Yeah.
How far down?
Where?
Like about 2 minutes, just walk.
1 kilometre.
Okay,
that
that'll do. I'll go there.
Is there a bar across the road? Yes. I'll walk down. If it's shit, I'll have a pint and I'll walk back.
I'm sorry, that's true.
Adventure. Yeah,
that is
my
version. I'm going sightseeing.
Yeah, where are you going?
How far did you go from the hotel? Oh, well, I mean, obviously, Jesus, I must say, I tell you, there was a 10-minute walk to one of the places.
Yeah, it was ages ago. I was lucky there was a Gino Ginelli's on the way back. Or not, that's cream. An ice cream place on the way back, or it would have been mad. It could have been half the day gone, yeah.
Yeah.
I know,
So that is like, I am going, this is, you know, this is a whole new leaf for me.
And
PJ.
Isn't it brilliant? Isn't it great? I love that. I love that culture as vacuum sort of thing as well, where you kind of go, right, if the hotel is great and the food is good and all, that then it doesn't matter if the 370,000-year-old cathedral is shit. Because I'll be able to get a tortilla and chips. I won't be too disappointed, you know. Like, yeah.
I mean, I just, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I finally embraced, you know what I mean? I'm going to be like.
Going for it, yeah.
I'm going, tell you.
And that's the thing, I'll never forget.
I'm going to bring a pair of runners and all.
See? Oh, he's not messing.
For like walking.
Yeah. Normally Jim goes around with just his socks and sandals. Walking around, and the knot is hanky on his head.
Man.
That's the thing, isn't it? I'll never forget being in Barcelona and we were standing at the Sagrada Familia, you know.
Oh, wow.
The church that they say it'll be finished within the next 10 years. They've been building it for 140 years or something like that, you know. And I'll never forget. And the guy beside me, he goes, wow. And I know, it's amazing, isn't it? He goes, the arse on horse. Stop now. I'm so sorry I came here with you.
Oh,
I'm so sorry I came here with you.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different type of sightseeing that is.
You just went, wow.
I'm going tourist
spotting.
I
know, it's amazing. The arse on her. I was like, you are a fucking pain. You are the pain in my arse, actually.
Philistine.
Give me a minute. I'm trying to be. We're going to be eating ice cream given out about in 5 minutes if you stop just looking at, you know, just give me 5 minutes, yeah. And the thing is, because I'm not much better, I'm the set, and I don't be walking around commenting on people's arses, but I do look at the church and go, after 10 minutes, I was kind of like, I've seen it in the pictures,
I would have assumed, that your holiday version, right, is, like, because you are somebody who, you do like, not so much planning, you don't like organised stuff, you do like being impromptu, but you like to know that when you need, like, for example, something to eat,
yeah,
that won't become an issue.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know whether you'd, you know, appreciate going out on safari, say, where there wouldn't necessarily be an Irish bar within.
I'd hate that. I'd done all that. I did all that for years. I did all these adventure holidays and things and trekking around and travelled around the world on my own and all. And I did all that. I did it all.
Yeah.
And honestly, I wasn't pushed on it. You know, people say it changed their lives. It did change my life. It reminded me that, you know, there's better ways of doing things and all.
Yeah.
You know? And I am like that. Yeah, I do. And it is. I need, like you, a parachute. I need a parachute.
There has to be a get-out clause.
And that's the thing. I did all that. I travelled around the world on my own. I biked all around the place on my own. I biked through Eastern Europe on my own and the whole lot. And then I went to Greece with the woman I was seeing at the time, you know. And this is showing you the difference in adventure. And we got there, I was there going, what's it like in the hot? And your man says, you got this here. And, he said, and I was there, and what's the food like? And he goes, you got that restaurant there, you got this here. You have the panini shack here. And you hold it. He goes, you'll never be hungry. He goes, you'll never be hungry.
The panini shack. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
So I was there. The restaurants are closed at this time. I head over to the panini shack and it was closed. It was no food available for an hour and a half, right? An hour and a half the whole day. And I turned around and says, what a fucking shithole, I said to him. right? And she's like, are you serious? And I went, yeah. And then I got really, and then I was like, that bastard at the Panini Shack is gone. Right? And she's like, what are you talking about?
And an hour and a half.
And I wouldn't mind, if I left the resort, there's a shop across the road there, that fucking bastard is at the Panini Shack. It says it's open at 2:00. It's 2:15. This is fucking ridiculous. This is ridiculous. She's like, are you being for real? I was like, yeah, I am for real. I was annoyed.
Wow, you do.
I said, I gotta go for yeah. And she said,
you do love to embrace the local culture.
Yeah, she said, calm down. I went, you calm down. I'm going for a fucking drink. I was all, yeah, I was all really annoyed. And I sat there for an hour, seething.
Yeah.
And then he opens up the panini. I said, give us 2 of them ham things. You're only supposed to have 1. I said, give me 2. One of them's for her. Jesus Christ. I'm like, you know, talk about being...
I love it.
What an absolute arse I was.
Yeah. I still love it. I still love it.
I didn't even enjoy the sandwiches then. Unbelievable. I'm waiting an hour and a half for these fucking paninis. I was over there drinking. I didn't even want to drink. Now, look, just, you'll never be hungry. Telling people I'd never met before. You'll never be hungry, they says. Well, that's a lie. That's a fucking lie. I was fucking starving. For 40 minutes, I was starving.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I tell you, man, that is the way forward. Yeah. That is the. I'm glad we're on the. You're back on the same. You know what I mean? You're back to being.
Back to that.
Kind of understanding your limitations. It's like when somebody said to me, somebody who'd been to Seville before, right, said, oh, you know, you can go to, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, yeah. And in my head, I was going, oh, yeah, wow. And in my head, I was thinking, so, like, that's a different city, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
like,
where.
Like, that's.
Yeah,
you know,
you're.
I mean,
a,
you like.
Oh my God, you're only a 15-minute drive.
Or you know, a train. You get a train to a what?
A train.
A train.
What do I look like? I'd rather be unemployed than get a train to work. Wait, like, I am.
You mean, it's like,
with me
you
here.
You get a train down to, and there's a lovely and
gorgeous,
like, and I'm
beautiful
thinking to myself,
town. All the boats and all the yachts are
you
in.
You lost me a train. I have to
train.
Say, yeah.
Train. I'm not even going to get a taxi. If I can't hear my plane take off from my hotel room, I'm not going. I'm walking.
You know, don't get me wrong. I'm going to embrace all it has to offer. Of course
for
I
sure,
am.
Sure, yeah. I'm
certainly within a walking distance.
Yeah, such a, and that's the best that I love about the city you're going to. It's such an old, historic, one of the oldest cities in Spain. It's like, you know, all the conquistadors came there, all these things. So you've all the, you know, and it's all.
Oh, and I'll steep myself in the heritage
and
of
And that's
it.
The thing.
Again, within walking distance.
And it was made by people who didn't know the car was even going to exist. So you can walk the whole city in relatively low time, you know.
I may never come back.
They actually put walls up so other people couldn't walk in years ago, which means.
Jesus, I love it even
you
more.
You don't even have to walk out, you know. So that's, you'll be, you're like.
I may never come back, man.
That's, yeah, exactly.
I may retire over there.
I can't, yeah. And that's another thing. I used to hate when people go, we go to the same place every year. Every year we go over to the place we stay in. We know your man that runs the place. Pierre's his name. He's French, but he lives in France and Spain, whatever. And we go, and I used to think, oh, the size of this planet.
Yeah.
The size of it.
Why would you restrict
and
yourself?
And you want to go to the same place, to the same people.
Year
you
know, after year.
We meet the same family there, the Riley's. They're absolutely gorgeous. Sometimes we meet and we have drinks at Christmas in Ireland and everything is beautiful. I just think, you are a waster. You're
absolutely
a waster.
Yeah.
Now, if I found that place that that ticked all my boxes, you know.
Yeah.
I think the reason I was so upset with that bastard in the panini stand was because that was the one reason I couldn't go. Yeah, I was nearly doing it. I was nearly going back every year. And the panini stand let me down.
He let you down.
Yeah.
Fucking panini shack.
I said, panini bastard, as I called him, for the whole holiday after that. And I'll never forget when Panini Bastard was there at the end. I was really fond of him at that point. I ate the 2 paninis, you know.
Yeah.
I sat there and I had a couple of beers on me. And then it was just, you know, all of a sudden I wasn't sulking anymore. And the restaurants were open. I was sitting by the pool. And your woman goes, you feeling all right now then, are you? I was like, yeah, grand now, yeah. So you feel, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not a bad place after all.
So
it's
are
not
you
bad.
Are we saying? Thick, you know. Are we saying now that if a panini shack ever opened up in North Strand, that you'd never go on holiday again?
I'd never go again. As long as it was called Panini Bastard. If that was the name of the shop.
Yeah, why would we leave? Everything's on our doorstep.
I'm not going to party.
There's a panini bastard over there.
There's literally panini.
Fuck, I can go back down to the pebble if I'm stuck.
I'm not going away in the summer. Panini bastard does a special right through July. You get a free bowl of soup.
What do you think I am? Fucking mad.
I'm not an idiot. You won't fool me. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
God.
Anyway, let's give you a few bits and pieces that we did during the week. I'm trying to think, did the subject of holidays come up really? I kind of did in a weird sort of
a way.
Because, you know, obviously if you're travelling vast differences, distances rather, say for example from the south side of Dublin to the north side
crazy
of Dublin.
Crazy stuff, I know, but some people do. And they would have the weekend that this podcast came out.
Absolutely. And again, we had some really important advice to offer those travellers.
Great information from the Herald, I have to say.
Better than you'd get from Lonely Planet, I tell you. We were talking about that. There was, we had a bit of ghost therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
You'll hear it at the start, but basically if you're too, therapy is expensive, you can't get into a good therapist, don't worry about it. This is the perfect advice for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. obviously, PJ, we've said many years has been a dedicated follower of fashion. He does love a good fashion brand and a good fashion trend.
I gave up on it all because I got slagged so much.
Well,
yeah, I
think about it is, it looks like that a beautiful synergy has arrived between PJ's age and fashion, right? Where his inability to control his bladder may actually make him a fashion icon.
Who knew I was bordering on becoming, you know, a trendsetter.
Yeah. This is an extraordinary trend. It's out there, people. It's out there. Also, one of your great skills, of course, undervalued in many respects, is that of a balloon modeller.
Balloon modellers, yes. You see, it's about time they got the recognition they deserve, and that's what this is all about, yeah?
Art.
Absolute art. A craft. If not an art, definitely a craft.
Absolutely.
That needs to be recognised.
And then again, there was an awful lot that was tied into you this week on the show.
It's not like I like to go on about myself. How unusual. How unusual for this show.
But you are a great celebrant of minimalism.
I am, very much so. Definitely very, very much so. And Jim, quite the opposite, as you'll see.
Yeah. That sadly backfired again.
Jim put on a suit jacket to go out there last night and his confirmation ribbon was still on it. He was mortified. The man that likes to hold on to things. That's all I'm saying.
I'm so glad I'm going to get a couple of weeks of peace, I can tell you. Have a listen. We'll talk to you the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
If you're looking for a way you're coming off the back of the weekend. Your weekend, maybe it was relaxing. Maybe it was fantastic. Maybe you're already kind of chilled and everything. Or maybe, on the other hand, you're a bit like me and PJ and really wish that we could go home now.
Yeah, big bouncy castle head on me, you know.
But if you're looking for a way to get a bit of relaxation and a bit of zen and a bit of calm into your life.
Yeah.
My learned colleague here, PJ Gallagher, is about to tell you how.
Bird watching. 30 minutes of bird watching a week will really dramatically and drastically improve your mental health, apparently.
Brilliant.
A researcher from North Carolina went and did all of this, you know, a 12.1% average increase in well-being compared to an 8.5% increase for just people who go out and walk in nature. Looking at birds, he said, can do something to your brain. He had a control group. They had a 2.6% increase. Starting to see these are very slim margins now. Yeah. They're starting to think now, when you start 2.6, you start thinking, right, what's the other motivation here? Well, here it is. They asked the doctor what he does to unwind, and he says, well, I'm a bird watcher. No, well, what about? So it's basically
how did
like
that happen?
If Jim was a scientist, it'd be like, what do you think would be good for mental health? And he'd go, oh, you know, shaving your back and having a jar at Sunday. It's the same as he'd ask me.
Harsh.
And I'd say, well, you know, eating biscuits on your own all day long. You know, he just found a way to try and prove.
To try and promote bird watching, basically.
Yeah, bird watching. And let's be honest. It depends where you live.
Although, in fairness, it's a bit. I'd imagine there's. You know the way they used to say that having an aquarium was supposed to be very good for blood pressure and everything. That if you, you know, like literally just watching the fish just casually do what they do in an aquarium,
just fishing
swim
around,
I suppose.
Yeah, fishing around the place.
Yeah, that was. So I can kind of, you know, I can understand maybe. Like we've a bird feeder thing, you know, at home in the back garden or whatever. So. You know, when they do, it's nice to see them there, you know.
Of course it is. You live on the top of Walton's Mountain. You get to see all blue tits and all these red sparrows and whatever, like flight hawks or whatever they're called. Whereas all I get to see...
You'd be brilliant. I'd love to. You'd be fantastic. doing a bird watching video. I'd say that's a flight.
That's a flight.
Would
huh?
you? Would you? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a what's the last thing you called?
I don't know.
A red sparrow.
A red sparrow. Wow, or okay. A pelican giro, whatever they call them. And you'd see all them up around your way. If I go bird watching.
Yeah, there's all sorts. There's buzzards and kites and everything. Not kites as in tied to ropes. I mean actual birds.
Well, that's what I'd see is a pigeon stuck to a kite. That's what you'd see around my way. A pigeon stuck to a kite. Or a pigeon with one of his legs blown off and a cigarette butt in his mouth chewing. eating a poo on O'Connell Street. That's the type of bird watching
yeah,
I'd see.
Yeah, you'd be limited in what you might get. You might get a seagull now and again, would you? Would you get a seagull
get
near you?
Get a lot of seagull, yeah. Eating the bins, pulling the bins apart, yeah. On a Wednesday. That you get loads of them.
Is that calming? Not if it's European,
really.
I suppose.
Or an old heron chewing a plastic bag. Eating one of those ring things that stick cans together. That,
right.
You know, that's all you'd see.
He didn't factor that into his research, did he?
How's your mental health going? Well, it's great, yeah. I seen two wonky pigeons nibbling on a poo. Yeah. And I seen a...
And two crows fighting over a cigarette box.
Yeah, and a magpie, or as we like to call them, flight hawks.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
You do like a bold print. You've often talked about your love for a high fashion brand.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Not
you used to wear like very exclusive high fashion kind
not
of brands.
Not anymore. I don't anymore. I have too much grief. This is the thing. You can do nothing these days without some old fella commenting on it.
Has age crept
nothing.
In, has it?
Some old fella has to come in and say, come on, you down. Look at you wearing a beret and all. Who do you think you are? Batman or something. He's like, Batman didn't even have a beret. You don't know what you're talking about. And now I'm doing it. This is the worst thing. I was trying at least to push myself into a fashionable state of affairs. I've given up. And now I'm all upset today. There's a new company started in 2018, so relatively new, called Jordan Luca, right?
Okay.
They've been making jeans and they've been sort of trying to be a little bit different for a few years now. So they once their last pair of jeans had a horizontal zipper on the front rather than a vertical one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, horizontal.
Yeah, so you go from left to right or whatever. So, no, but they're new jeans. And by the way, you cannot get these. They are completely sold out at £500 a pair, all gone. And their new selling point is it looks like you've gone to the toilet in your trousers is what it's like. You know the way. That's what it is. It's all darkened around the crotch area. It's all darkened to make it look as if you had an accident or extra...
And by the way,
when you were taught you are finished, you weren't finished.
In case anybody listening to this is thinking, well, I mean, they're obviously something else. That's not what they mean by it. They literally have been described as pea-stained jeans. That's how they are described. Pea-stained jeans.
You want to see, and like your man in the model on the catwalk, he's wearing Winkle Pickers, which I thought they went out after some... After the Smiths released their last album.
He's also wearing like a ska jacket.
And yeah, he's wearing like a ska bomber jacket. And then he's got his jeans on. Very straight jeans. And it's got complete stains all around the area where you would.
Yeah.
The area that should be out when it shouldn't be in.
Yeah.
And
so in other words, what once was... I mean, in fact, we've a living example of this happening when we went to do a little chat at one of the radio kind of gatherings.
And what are you bringing that up for?
There
now?
Was that, and I mean, we'd made the arrangement, everything was discussed.
What are you bringing that up
well,
for?
I was just now? Saying, as you know, an example of how times have changed. And we'd had the discussion, and the idea was we were going to stand. We'd agreed we'd stand together on stage and do this. And then we got up on stage, and PJ just sat down. So I thought, like, he's just forgotten again. But no, there was a reason why you sat down as opposed to stand, wasn't there?
I may have got water on the front of my pants just before we were supposed to go on stage. I may have got water on the front of my pants. Sink water. It
and
was sink
so
water. It
all
looked
I'm
like
saying,
it was something else. It was sink water.
All I'm saying is that times have changed. You were embarrassed about having a watery area.
I still am. I wouldn't have brought it up at all. I'm still embarrassed about it. I wouldn't have said it.
And yet now... That would be celebrated as being at
fashion,
the height of fashion.
High fashion, yeah.
Height of fashion.
And this is a landmark moment, ladies and gentlemen, for me, because this is the first time I have ever felt like my dad. It's the first time I understand that when my dad saw me in ripped jeans, what he was thinking. When he's looking at me going, well, yeah, well, buying trousers so you can look like you can't afford trousers. That's what you're doing. You want to buy trousers so you look like a fella. You want to buy trousers and live in a house so you can look like a fella who can't afford trousers and doesn't live in a house. That's what you're trying to do. I was like, no, it's cool. It's what everyone's wearing.
I know. I've decided to let them go, though.
If I had to told him.
The ripped. You don't have any more ripped jeans, do you?
I don't have any more.
There's a pair in my wardrobe all right there, but they'll never see the light of day again.
That's it, yeah.
I've had to let it go now.
Jim got all upset there. He says, I had to go more age appropriate. He says, he's gone into it now. Wait till you see him. He's going to be wearing brown shoes and jeans and walking around.
No, I won't. You will. But I did. I mean, I had to let go the. You know what I mean? Well, for not even just age reasons, I think physical reasons.
Physical reasons.
Sometimes your body just takes on a shape that isn't appropriate for certain fashions.
He had to get rid of the skinny jeans as well. He had to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
Not only did they not look right, when it's tough to get into them, you kind of know that's a sign you shouldn't really be in them.
Yeah.
So let them go.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think jeans that don't close were ever a fashion. Maybe that'll be the next thing. Now that...
Why not?
Now that, you know, wee-wee jeans are all the fashion, then why wouldn't, like, wide-open jeans, because I can't close them, be a fashion in the future? Ew. This is it. Now,
That could be the way going.
What's next? Well, just jeans that are around your ankles. They fly open. Is that it?
Jeans,
walking around.
Jeans held up with a bit of rope.
Jeans held up with a nail, yeah.
That could be the way forward.
And all your stuff hanging out the front of them, that's what's going to be hanging on next.
I don't think that's obligatory.
That's what they're going to do next, Jim. It's a slippery slope. The young people have no models.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie.
You know something, when it comes to music, we have proper recognition. You know, you have the IMROs people and all that. You know, you have the Arts Council when it comes to painters or performers and all those type of things. You know, you got a lot of scholarships for musicians and classical music. But what about the humble balloon makers? Well, the balloon makers have decided the game is up. The time has come. They're sick of being taken for granted, seeing as nothing more than children's entertainers who make balloon poodles while your young fella throws a burger on the floor in a restaurant.
Yeah. There's more to balloon modelling than a sword.
Yeah, yeah. And one particular man has stepped forward and said it's time to make the craft officially recognised. He stepped forward and said we need a union. We need to have a proper apprenticeship type thing. Nowadays, anyone, he said, can go out and buy a packet of long balloons and call themselves a balloon maker. And all they can do, maybe half of them can't even do a dog. They do a sword on the side of the road and they sell them for 20 pence. And it's ridiculous. It makes a mockery of the craft. It makes a mockery of the art.
We've seen some of the photographs of this chap's work.
And it's amazing.
They are incredible.
It is actually amazing.
They are nothing like you could imagine balloon modelling to be.
You want to see that he does baboons and skeletons and hummingbirds and skunks and
snakes. And by the way, when we say snakes, that's not just one big long balloon.
No.
We're talking about an actual...
Ah, no, there's like, there must be 100
They're intertwined.
Balloons. They're all intertwined. It's great stuff.
The frog is very good. The bee is very good.
The bee is amazing. The parrot, there's a... Okay, some of them I don't know what they are, but there are still balloons.
Skeletons of things and all. Yeah. But anyway...
And so he's saying, you know, people tell him, it's not a laugh. It's not a joke. It's a craft. It's something that, you know, balloons. Why should balloons be sneered at? Somebody makes an Eiffel Tower out of lollipop sticks and people stand back and go, wow, that's amazing.
Exactly.
He makes a giraffe and he goes,
well,
he says
that giraffes are one of the most hard animals to make.
He says, have you any idea how hard it is to do a giraffe? People think it's just a horse with a long neck. It's not at all.
I would have gone that way. What? I would have assumed it was you just make a horse with a long neck.
Now, Jim, here, look, here, come here. I know this is the radio now, but right, if you do a horse, you go like this, right? That's a horse.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah.
Giraffe is... That's a giraffe.
Totally different.
Totally
I see what you mean.
Different.
I have an appreciation of it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't realise it was there.
That's
a
giraffe.
God, there was a lot more work in the giraffe, I have to say.
It is, yeah, yeah. You'd be working hard to make a lot of giraffes all day.
Yeah, yeah. If
sword is easy.
That's
a sword.
Wow.
Simple as that. A dog, no problem. Dog. Giraffe. Probably three times the length. As you can see, I'm a bit of an expert myself.
I was just going to say, that was highly informative. That was highly informative. I understand now. I support this man's campaign
to have
balloon art recognised as a proper art form.
Yeah, but there you go.
I've witnessed that.
So you can imagine how upset he was when he went into the Arts Council up in Wales, when he walked into the Arts Council and says, I demand to be recognised. And he said, balloons. He says, we don't care about balloons. And he says, well, you've got balloons outside saying happy birthday. for somebody who was coming in your cake and everything. And they were like, yeah, but we blew them up ourselves.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, did you now? Well, imagine how much better it would have been if I did a load of giraffes.
Did he walk in and go, can I just say to you?
Yeah. You know what you can do? You can off the whole lot of you.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
PJ, as you know, well, maybe you don't know, okay, but I think we've said it enough times that you're probably somebody who celebrates minimalism.
Oh my God,
said it on this show that he once famously, and he claims that this is absolute actual fact, he once owned one fork, one knife, one plate.
Two in case someone came over, actually, yeah.
Two.
Yeah, two bowls, two knives, two forks.
But anyway.
Two plates, two cups.
And as a result, and famously you also said that when you moved house,
yeah,
you literally were able to just drive, like in your normal car.
Yes.
And not even particularly full car.
No. Nope.
And that was all your stuff.
That was everything, yeah.
That you had.
Bar the motorbike, yeah.
So you do not suffer from this now.
I absolutely 100% do not only not suffer from it, I don't understand it in the slightest, right? Time of year where you go through all your stuff, you know, you're especially clothes now, the weather's about to change and all of that, you know. And you start going, I'm never going to wear that again, throw it out. Spring cleaning the house. Oh, geez, haven't used that in ages, throw it out. Haven't seen that in ages, throw it out. Oh my God, that's something from when I was a child. Don't need that, throw it out. And that's what you're supposed to do. But apparently people have a really difficult time with it. Jim McCabe, I know, has a difficult time with it.
I do, yeah.
Jim McCabe has probably keeping a school tie in case he might get stuck for a tie one day or something.
Like, maybe not quite in that level, but I do. I mean, it depends on what it is, I do.
We are such opposites.
I do have to be reminded regularly to throw stuff out.
Oh, Jim won't throw out. Jim's one of these fellas, he'd buy a salad, he'd take it home, he'd eat half the salad. Then he'd put the salad in the fridge and 2 days later he'd take out the salad and he'd put it in the bin where he could have done it 2 days ago. But you'd never know. You'd never know.
Have you ever done that thing with them? You know, say you've cooked breakfast, right? You've cooked, say, sausages and rashers or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's had their portions, but there's like a, you know,
a bit left.
Like, you know, maybe a rasher and two sausages left over or something or whatever.
And you put it in the fridge or you keep it or wrap it up. See, I've never done that.
No, because you just eat it on the spot.
I just eat it.
Because you're a hunger.
And I'm a scarcity mindset. I think if I don't eat it now, I'll be starved. Somebody's going to come into the house, put a gun to my head and eat the last sausage.
Well, ultimately, at the end of the day, we're the same and we would just eat them at different times.
You go back and put it in the bin.
I wouldn't put it in... Well, if I wasn't there, somebody might put it in the bin behind my back.
I'm sorry, but nobody's ever walked into houses and says, now, where's that half sausage and one rasher I left here on Tuesday? It's never happened. But here's the list of things that people find hardest to get rid of, right?
Yeah.
And there's a couple of surprises on this. So, like, old school and college work. Some people hold on to their school.
Man, you must be joking.
I couldn't even keep hold of it when I was supposed to hand
it
in.
You didn't do any when you were there. How could you hold on to it? It never existed.
That's right.
You never did any college work or projects or school things.
I was in college for years.
Literally.
I was in school for years.
They couldn't get you into the college, let alone your work.
Weeks in school before they realised they didn't even own a pen. And then it was...
weird now.
Unread books and magazines. How are you with unread books? You have loads of them. You keep them. Yeah, just look at them, yeah.
There's a lot of books on the shelf already that I may not have gotten around to read. And books are nice and everything.
Books are nice. This is what happens now. This is how the excuses go. Oh, I won't throw that t-shirt out. It's nice. Well, yeah, but it fits you when you were 15. Oh, I know, but you know yourself, yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing I do. I did run
someone
recently.
Someone will use it someday.
It is very, it is very liberating. It is very good. I did it recently there. A few weeks back, I did the old wardrobe kind of like, well, that's gone, right? That's going to have to go. A few of them were touch and go, but
yeah,
I went all in. I went full on with it.
They're good, like you're tough.
But I do find it difficult. I tell you what the other thing was, which was really embarrassing, was just over the years, you know the way you accumulate CDs or whatever it was?
Yeah.
And then, obviously, they've that's gone and it's all streaming and everything. It's still very difficult to bring yourself to physically throw out CDs and DVDs.
It isn't. I'd set a fire. I'd get rid of them for you. Oh, you go around and get rid of them all.
I ultimately did throw them out. But I'm just saying, you do end up going through the kind of, God, I wonder now, should I transfer them onto it?
Isn't?
It's just, whatever.
I've never had trouble with it. Straight into the bin. Straight in. I had a bag of clothes there that I hadn't opened in a few weeks. And Kelly says, will you go through them and see which ones you want and all, and I'll give the rest to charity. And I picked up the bag and everything and just threw it into the charity bin.
Without looking.
She was, you haven't even, you don't know what's in it. So I was there going, well, obviously, if I didn't miss it for 3 weeks, it doesn't matter.
Here's an insight into PJ's ability to get rid of things. There's been times when Clint or John or whatever would come in with maybe a memo, you know, a something that would be relevant to something we were doing in the show, and he'll have thrown it out before he's read it. He literally just sees a piece of paper, scrumples it up and throws it in the bin.
Because
and then somebody comes in and goes, have you got those questions? What?
What questions? What are you talking about? No one gave me questions.
Wow.
I know, it's
so you will
bad.
Never suffer from hoarding.
And you keep cables and all, would you, old chargers and all, in case you might buy something that might fish it in the future? Would you do that on old phones and stuff like that? Would you do
not,
all that?
Yeah? Not always.
Yeah, you do. Can you imagine his wire drawer?
Well, no, I'm just saying. There might be a box in the garage that has some things of that nature.
Can you imagine what's in that garage? The old Hoover chargers from the 70s and everything.
No.
Bags and all. Be all like, you know, disposable chopsticks and all in that you'd never know. He might need it sometime. Plastic knives and forks that he got with meals that he never opened. Be all in there.
Oh. Again, occasionally I do the purge of those kind of things, you know. But you never know when a plug might come in handy or something.
A plug? You never know when a plug might come in handy. There you go. This is scarcely much.
Anyway, stop talking about me and get on with your survey.
Guess what number one is?
What?
Friends.
Oh,
toxic friends. People just cannot seem to offload toxic friends. That took me by surprise to be on the list. You can't get rid of them.
Yeah, they
are.
As
much as they are.
But that's because it's not just your choice. They keep clinging on to you. You can't kind of just, you know what I mean? At least when you throw a shirt out, it stays thrown out.
Yeah, it doesn't come knocking on the door.
You know what I mean? You can tell a friend to go and do whatever, and they still ring you going, are you sure you're not going for a pint?
New sim, new me. That's my motto, Jim. Never knew you.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
We had one of our contestants mention the fact that she was looking forward to the rugby this weekend, Leinster in action, but not in their sort of traditional home ground.
No, they're playing in Crow Park, they're playing Leinster, they're playing Northampton Saints tomorrow. It's going to be a big day. I mean, a big, big day. I do remember the last time rugby came to Crow Park. Jeepers, I remember Southsiders walking around Summer Hill with their lonely planets and all out. Wondering what was going on altogether. And let's be honest, it is still a running joke. Whether it's true or not, it's still a running joke that Southsiders know nothing about the North Side, you know.
Yeah, because this is a weird thing whereby, you know, I mean, you wouldn't imagine a ground, you know, ground moving or whatever, you know, would it be that big a deal? But for some reason
it just
the
feels
idea of it. Of it crossing the river seems to have caused consternation for people.
And, you know, the Herald have done a great thing today. A guy, Alan Caulfield, has done a piece in the Herald today giving Northside advice to Southsiders who are straying over for the first time to, like, give them a few tips on what to do, where to go, the do's and the don'ts, you know, the cultural differences between the two sides of the city. So that they don't make a jackass of themselves walking around. And I have to say, you know, it really does cover the basics.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, that you'd go to... I know he's slightly taken the Michael out of the whole thing, right?
And honestly, but he's done it to such a degree, I don't know if he's genuinely trying to be helpful or not in places.
Yeah. So in other words, you're thinking there may well be Southside people out there who genuinely are perplexed at the prospect.
Absolutely no idea how to get to Croc Park.
What do you mean how to get there?
That's what the first bit of advice that he has in the paper today is, getting there. How to get to the North Side, right? I'm not even joking. How to get there. By car, yes, rugby fans, he says, are encouraged to take public transport. But if you can't, and you do choose to drive, you will find ample driving and parking on the narrow streets of, the North Side and around the venue.
Ample Southside people, they do have roads on the North Side.
We do have roads. And as a Crow Park resident myself, I am telling you, you'll be given a fine welcome.
Yeah. You won't have any wheels, of course, when you attempt to go home. But nonetheless...
he does write on it, and this is where it feels tongue-in-cheek, where the friendly locals are only too happy to welcome you. Where, you know,
yes.
And that is true.
Absolutely.
There's something about the way he says
look after your car, sir.
Yeah. He says...
Lockhart, eh?
Lockhart. Lockhart. For friendly locals, are only too happy to let you park outside their house for a few quid.
If you do see a lad waving a paper,
do what he says. It's not me. By rail, he tells you there is, believe it or not, the Dart does cross the Liffey. It does go as far as Connolly Station.
Wow.
And when you get to Connolly Station, that is the north side of the city. And it's basically a 15-minute walk from there. And he gives you the details there. Also the details of the buses and all of that.
Incredible.
He then goes on to say, don't worry, plenty for you to do. There's even a pub that was transported from the south side to the north side. You know, the Bernard Shaw.
Right.
Which is now in Finsbury. He says, so you'll feel right at home if you go there. Giving you advice about Finsbury.
Things to do.
Things to do, yeah. He has things to do, yeah. Crow Park and its surround. Dorset Street and Drumcondry gives you a bit of advice there, what you can do. He tells you, he picks the most...
He doesn't advise on any sort of, you know, clothing or anything. Or
no advice on clothing, but he does give you shopping. He does say, listen, there is a place called Henry Street, which is essentially like Grafton Street, but on the north side with less buskers. So he says, it's good, it's great. And he says, if you go to the ILAC Centre, don't worry, there is a very nice Dunn's there that if you closed your eyes in the middle of it, you'd swear you were in Cornell's Court. You'd swear you're in Cornell's Court. So don't worry about it.
Wow.
You know, don't...
That's very reassuring.
And you'll be able to use your Google Maps and all that to find it. And then very nice of him to put at the end of the article, if you're a Southsider and the Northsider and the Northsider and you run into, for some reason, a medical emergency, that the Mater Hospital is open for business. And he said, and says, don't worry as well. There is a private clinic there, so you'll feel right at home.
Excellent.
Public and private. You'll
feel
right at
home. That is a relief, because there's nothing worse than being in a strange place when you're faced with a medical emergency. Do these people know how to do any of these things?
I went into the Mater Hospital, if that's what they call it, and they didn't even know Dr. Sheridan. I asked them to get him on the phone and they said, I don't even know him.
And literally, while I was waiting, they didn't even know what my regular coffee order was.
It was unbelievable. You know, the coffee came out of a machine. Yeah. A machine! It's no wonder they're sick. It's no wonder people can't get out of the hospital alive.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There you go, folks. A special bumper edition. We packed in an extra little bit for you just to tide you over for the while we're away, because we won't have a podcast next week.
Yeah.
Unless you're planning to ring it in or something.
No, I don't think so. I think everybody knows you don't want to talk to me for 2 weeks. And I think that's probably for the best.
Not to mention, you'll be probably knee deep in Panini Bastard.
I will. I'll be hanging out with Panini Bastard. The two of us will do balloon modelling on the beach together. This is the best holiday I ever had.
Anyway, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, enjoy it. We're back on the... When are we back?
The 20th. We're back on the 20th.
20th?
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So there you go. Whether you like it or not, we're coming back.
Yeah.
Let's go now.
Let's get out of here. Have a great time, everyone. Make your balloons and piss your pants and enjoy the paninis. We'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.